Welcome to the Real Freedom Podcast, where we inspire you to pursue your passion to gain time and financial freedom through opportunities in real estate. I'm your host, Mike Swenson. Let's get some real freedom together. All right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Freedom Podcast, where we talk about building wealth, gaining time and financial freedom through opportunities in real estate. And a lot of times when people think about somebody successful in real estate, they might think that they've had things served to them on a silver platter. And a lot of times people have this misnomer with millionaires that, hey, I just, you know, I inherited that. I just was given this. And so today we've got somebody that is a very inspiring story and is going to talk about all the obstacles that he's had to overcome to get where he's at today. And so today's guest is Yoni Rios. And Yoni's actually an immigrant that came to the United States, had some challenge in his life and his upbringing, and started a trucking company at a young age and has been able to use that to build wealth, having a company that's grossing, you know, $7 to $12 million a year, being able to pound that money and turn it into investing in real estate and primarily wholesaling and flipping. And we're going to talk about that as well. But a big part of it is just talking about overcoming adversity, not giving up, being able to push through challenges that come your way. Very much an inspiring story. And so Yoni's going to get a chance to share his story with you guys today. And then we'll talk about real estate too. So welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. That was that was such a good intro there. I appreciate it. I think you're really good speaking. So, I hope I can meet the standard there. You talk really smooth. So for sure, I was really looking forward to this because I know you guys are from Minnesota and I haven't really tapped into that market. And the whole idea now, it's faced through a lot of adversities. You've built a lot of confidence. Through confidence, you build some success in some areas that where you're trying to get better, whether it's in the financial health, mindset, everything. But you know, that's really is the true definition of success, which is living through purpose, right? And I understood what my purpose is not long ago, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And through the years, I'm 33 right now, by the way. So as I get, you know, as I get a little bit older, my purpose just becomes more defined. It's still the same one. So right now, my purpose into it is to impact more people through the wisdom that I gained through these 33 years of age. And you build wisdom through adversity because that's where the pressure is. You know, diamonds are created under pressure, and that is exactly what you build. So my mission right now, and my mission, you know, my mission statement, the things that I do for a living is just to pay it forward now. So that's the reason. I know I haven't done any, I've done several podcasts, but this is the first one in Minnesota. So it is to now inspire some people in Minnesota, and hopefully we can have one guest that we can hear, get some value and run with the information. And that's the really the way to pay it forward. As I'm going to tap up a little bit, but since I'm going right here with this, I hire coaches every year, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a business coach, mindset coach, health coach, anything, just to get better, always get better. So, and one of my recent coaches, he told me that we cannot be, in order to flow the abundance, we have to share this information. Because he told me, how selfish are you that you don't want to share this information? So now I'm on a mission to share as much as information with as many people like yourself. Like I give a, you know, a kudos to you because putting podcasts together, it's not easy. I know it's not between, you know, doing everything that you do. So kudos to you. So that's my way to give it back. So just a little bit of who I am. I'm from LA. You know, just outside of LA, maybe like 15 miles from LA. 15 miles becomes 2 hours in LA. So don't get
right.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm from LA. My parents brought me here at a very young age. I was probably 2.5 years old. Just the way you and I were talking off camera is that you didn't make the choice to be born in Minnesota, right? But you know, you cheer for the things for your teams out there. So I wasn't, I didn't make the choice to be born Mexican, which I am grateful for being Mexican, but I was brought here at a very young age. And through, you know, just like you are very inspired by sports, I did a lot of sports through my life. And that's really what helped me build a lot of the resilience and the relentless mindset. Because, you know, recreational sports is fun. And that's when you fall in love with the sports. But as you build the competitiveness through going through competitive sports, once you did the traveling team and everything. So I did quite a few. I did pretty well for myself. You know, I was invited to play for D1 universities, but I decided to pursue my dream to become a professional soccer player. I went to Mexico. I came back. You know, I got into a little bit of trouble with the law of, I got a car and I had a car accident, which I didn't have a driver license. And due to being scared for not having the driver license, I fled the scene and I got processed with attempted murder and a hit and run, which became a felony. I had to serve some time as well as community service, restitution fees, everything with that. So what the lesson I got from that is that life can, these are 1 second decisions that can really change the trajectory of your life. 1 second decisions. And what I get trained, that's why I still go on runs, pretty long runs. I still do a lot of things that force me to push more, because it's those 1 second decisions that are going to change your life forever. You know, whether you're with the boys and picking up that extra beer that you shouldn't pick up, it's that 1 second decision. So it's that 1 second decision that I fled the scene that it really changed forever. Fast forward, I kind of did everything through the dot except the restitution fee, but I was still paying. It was $58,000. I don't know. It was just a lot of money at the time. Mm-hmm. So, and it still is 58. It's not, so that's what I had to pay because, the damages that I caused. A little bit after, through my 5 years of formal probation that I had to, check in with the law every month, I was only able to pay $20,000 down. But anyway, I built something really cool, which I took responsibility of my actions. And that, subconsciously you get that, you just finish what you started, and I just built a really good muscle. So you fast forward, I became a father at 20 years old. So now we have a felon in debt, and then you're a father, so we had some adversities, and everything is a choice, right? I made that choice. So, I manned up to my duties, right? So now I'm 33, my son's 13, which is, he was one of the reasons why I straightened up in all the things that I was doing, the bad activities and relationships, because now I had someone who was looking after me. And I learned really at really young age, like at 20, 21, that everything we do, they do. So they start emulating you, right? They start emulating. So pretty much the way I talk, he's like that. The trip out 2 weeks ago, he ran a half a marathon with me. He's, he's 13. It's not so common. So obviously they do a lot of the things that you do. So I started just building better habits. 2013, we built our own first business with one of my close friends and cousins. And we just took it from there. We did okay for ourselves. You're talking about some people with no college degree, and now you're tapping into the six-figure income. Now you're like, well, what is this, right? So just like any of maybe your audience, that if you never had some type of financial success and now you have a little bit, it could get over your head. It really mm-hmm. can. You can lose ground. You lose ground really easily. So it took about 3 years for me to reach that plateau that I'm like, I need to do something different. And the cool thing is that I was always doing personal development, which was like audiobooks, books, seminars. I was always just kind of like reading and just like, this is what your audience are doing. They're going to find, and they're probably going to get that one nugget that is going to help them in their career. So it just hit me when I heard this guy say, insanity is doing the same thing over and over is the definition of insanity, right? So we was doing the same thing, overclocking at the same thing. So we didn't change anything. So we just changed maybe 2-3 things within our company, and it game over. It kind of changed. It was like, dude, we were making more money. And then next year, so instead of waiting 2-3 years to reach that plateau, I was changing things. Whether it's quarterly, whether it was yearly, whether it was 6 months. So it was through a period of time we were changing, whether it was comp plans, whether, so we changed certain things. And it wasn't about until 6-7 years ago where I made the drastic change. I spent 2 years with I'm not telling for people to do this, but I went on a pescatarian diet. I went on a, I think I committed to the gym 365 days through the whole year. I committed to like just things different. And by default, it affected your business in a positive way, right? And we just kind of grew. And from there, it just kind of snowballed. We're third year as of 2012 that we hit our seven-figure mark, grossing 7 to 12 million. So what I come to say is just like, you just got to make small changes for over time. But the cool thing is that what I did from 2013 now, I set a, like a bare minimum. So that bare minimum, and I go based a lot of books that I read, and one of the books was The Richest Man of Babylon, which it talks about a bare minimum that you have to save, right? Which at the time was 10%. And slowly I incremented to a 15, 25, now a 25%, right? So everything that we earn, we save 25%. But regardless of how good or how bad the month, there's a bare minimum that I cannot go below that 10%, right? So started building, you know, you start generating some money. So now what that did, we got some once you make a little bit of money, you become, then now it's a different type of problems. Now you don't have problems of going to bars. And so now you have like, oh, I got a big tax bill. I got $100,000 bill to pay, right? So then our CPA, which I'm not a tax advisor, so everyone should seek their own advice, but I'm pretty good at understanding all the tax laws because I dialogue a lot with my CPAs. And now I understood that, you know, whether as of last year, there was still a law that any car was fully depreciated over 6,000 pounds. That's a good one. You could set your house for a primary, sort of like a vacation business write-off for your business, which is, I think, $13,000 a year. So you start learning all these niches. And I learned that I could buy a house and I could do a cost segregation or an accelerated depreciation. So I just learned all these things. And I was like, well, now it's like buying. If I buy a house, I have the opportunity to depreciate this house for 27 and a half years. So I started learning all these things. So that's how I got into real estate. It was about 5-6 years ago, we purchased our first two fourplexes and then a duplex, sold it 4 years after, combined between selling all those, we made it a little bit over $500,000. So that was really what changed it for me. I was like, there's no way, as hard as I work, continuing what I'm continuing, we could save this amount of money. Mm-hmm. So that's what I got really inspired to. And then I used to always go to networking events, and not like mixers, more like real estate meetups that are there, very intentional with learning. At the time was the Burbage for me, understanding what was the terminology. You know, I paid, you know, just 3-day seminars. I paid all these things. And more than anything, you invest your time. So I learned Burbage. I learned a lot of these things. And that's why. And now I do these meetups. We have, you know, the biggest one we had about 600 people on a weekend. That it was just like a 4-hour gig. And so the main reason why I'm inspired to help those who've never purchased a house, who've never come from a family that helped us purchase a house, and just kind of let them know that it's possible. And at the same time, pay it a little bit forward for them to understand the Burbage, to understand that there's people that just look like them. And in my case, brown, you know, in my case, I come from a Mexican kind of like, or Hispanic, community here in LA. And, you know, it's like some people are making it out of there, but it's just took a lot of discipline, discipline in all areas of your life, not just in the health, not just in the circle of influence. Not, it just took a lot of discipline, but letting them know that there is a belief that someone out there is doing it, is already, and is continuing to do it, to strive for more. Because now I'm associating myself. I just had a conversation with this guy yesterday who owns, I mean, it's not easy to own 500 doors in LA. It's really not easy. And he's just like me. He's a Hispanic guy, Mexican guy. And so it just kind of, you know, it expands our level of belief, right? Oh, dude, if he did it, I can do it. And just the way we were talking off camera, that when I met Kobe, the biggest thing that I was like, dude, he's just like me. I mean, he's a little bit taller. He's slightly a little bit taller.
I should add Kobe Bryant for people that may not know just who Kobe is. If you're not a basketball fan, I had asked because you have a profile picture with Kobe Bryant. So I'd asked how that happened. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So all these people, they're just like us. The only thing is their choices have been on point, because life, it really not only becomes about habit, it becomes about choices. And then you go into your surroundings, your circle of influence, and et cetera, et cetera. But, and then, you know, that's really how I got started. And that's really how I got to today. To today, you know, I flipped between flipping and wholesaling a little bit over 100 houses. We own about 20 properties in total. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm tailoring a lot into Airbnbs. We do a lot of Airbnbs, and as well as value add opportunities. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm, you know, we're still, regardless of where you hear in the in the news and in the media and everything, I'm still actively buying because I can see past these 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, whatever it is, because we have a long-term vision and we still have that bare minimum that we have to meet. So we're still constantly saving. Doesn't matter if your income went from a seven figures to $500,000 this year. You know, honestly, you really have to live a super luxurious lifestyle if you blow $500,000 a year. Like I can't. Like I just can't. I live in LA and I can't. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about me, man.
Hey, Mike here. Are you a busy professional looking to put your money to work in real estate without having to take all the time yourself to learn everything and anything there is to know? No worries. This is exactly what passive real estate investing is for. You get to leverage your time by partnering with great people you can trust. You can passively invest on larger deals that we find, analyze, and put together and present to you. Go to EliteAdvantagePropertiesHQ.com and click invest with us to set up a chat, learn more about you and your goals so that we can help find the right deals and send them your way. Once again, EliteAdvantagePropertiesHQ.com and click invest with us. We look forward to connecting. So talk a little bit about what changed internally in you as you started to build that momentum, you know, having your trucking business and getting into real estate. I know you'd mentioned kind of the tax piece was what started to open your eyes. But as you had these adversities happen in your life, these challenges where a lot of people would be like, hey, I'm just going to always be stuck at this level for the future, you know, being a product of your circumstances. What was it that kind of drove you to continue to progress forward and to do that self-development and to do that hard work to really change the trajectory to the upward trajectory that you have?
Yeah. So the cool thing is that I always wanted more and I always wanted to learn more. So I will always seek better, you know, whether it was just on Facebook, YouTube, or et cetera, I will always find more people who gave me more information. One thing I did know is that I definitely wanted to get in real estate. I didn't know how, because mm-hmm. whether you call Warren Buffett, Mark Cuban, all of they own a lot of real estate. So I understood for sure I needed to tap into here. And then when I started to learn more on all these, you know, tax advantages, and I was like, dude, I'm blown away. But I really, really strongly believe that it was through my competitiveness in sports, because and I don't know if I told you, you probably read in my bio that I was legally blind. I have a condition in my eyes. Mm-hmm. But I never took that as a defeat. I was just more of like, well, maybe that doesn't work for you, but it can't. What says it can't work for me? You know, so I always like, yeah, I don't want to project your limiting beliefs into me. So I always, you know, obviously you always get told X amount of advices. And, you know, one of the best advices I ever heard was from David Meltzer, which is just because they love you doesn't mean they give you good advice. Mm-hmm. So one of my close relatives, when I first launched my company, they didn't want me to, because I had a decent salary. I was probably making, you know, I mean, at the time, I'm talking about, I don't know, 14, 13 years ago, it's probably making like $80,000 for a non-college student. I was like, good, right? So, mm-hmm. but the reason that it's not that they didn't want it, something better for me, it's because they knew how hard it is for other people to, and how easy for them to fail. They didn't want you to fail and get hurt. Mm-hmm. So just because they love you doesn't mean they give you good advice. You can't come to me and ask me for advice about like surgery and stuff like that, because that's not but I still love you, but doesn't mean I give you the best advice. So mm-hmm. I think that's where that is. It was just my competitiveness in me that I never took no for an answer. And it was all built through sports. That's why I'm very inspired in a lot of the content that I put online. It's that not that you have to, but it's a great idea to put your kids in sports, because they develop adversity at a very young age and they have to figure it out. And it's a big lesson for us who are parents that we need to let them go figure it out. We can't be, they cannot have mommy and daddy over there. Oh, you don't have your homework? Well, let me do it for you. Absolutely not. There's consequences to not having your homework, and you might be left out of the field trip, et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's becoming a lot more like involved with politics, which I don't like, which I don't agree, but it comes from home to help them build a little bit of adversity. And it doesn't have to be like torture them or nothing like that, but that's good. They're in coach's hands and they have to figure it out. They're in the case of my son, they pay 11 kids on the field and the other kids are 11. They have to figure it out. And if they don't, and if they end up losing, well, then they have to go back to the drawing board and, you know, practice and hit the lab again. Hey, how this is the area where you guys, and that's exactly what I translate to the business. Okay, maybe this didn't go for me well this time, but let me go back to the drawing board and see what didn't work and now what can work and now how we can go back better. So that's exactly what helped me, the competitiveness through sports.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I've got, you know, as an example, I've got one son who has played sports. He plays soccer. Honestly could kind of care less whether he wins or loses. And yet the value for him is hanging out with his friends, learning how to still work together as a team and really, you know, overcome adversity. He's been on some teams that haven't been great. And yet at the same time, he still loves to play soccer because he loves to do it with his friends. And so they can learn to work together and to improve. It doesn't mean they're going to win. And then I have another son who, you know, his first year playing baseball, they kind of got to the championship game and they lost. And it was just a flood of tears because he hates losing. Right. And so we have to talk with him about even pushing through. If you think you're going to lose, you still got to push through. And what lessons can you learn through losing? You know, obviously we all love to win, but he's the one where we got to work with, okay, when you lose, how can we teach you some lessons? And even like, you know, playing video games, I'll play Madden with him. And if it gets to the fourth quarter and he's down by two touchdowns, he wants to just quit. And it's like, no, how do you get a stop this round and then go get a touchdown? You know, don't just throw it in when you quit. So there is a lot of value in playing sports. And yeah, it's the social piece. It's the overcoming adversity. It's pushing through pain, pushing through challenges. So there's a lot to be gained there.
Yeah, 100%. So I believe that sports, instruments, you know, anything that becomes a little, that there's adversity, that's really good. Like, I don't know, cheer, anything that there's adversity, especially if you add a little bit of physical work, because that's healthy. You know, I played sports through my whole life. I'm 33 years old. I got to get at least 3 to 5 workouts a week, because that's really part of my routine. So that's really, I mean, it's an all win-win. You know, you're a little bit off the electronics, off the couch, off the, you know, just off everything. Plus you're building a good mindset, just like David Goggins says, a callus in your mind. You're, you know, it's just a win-win. And that's where I built it through competitiveness. And I knew that sometimes you'll go to a game being the underdog and there was a point, you know, it happens a lot. Underdog wins. So you go into business. Well, what is a Mexican guy who's never owned real estate? Well, man, I got it. I did it in my old days, you know? So you just built that belief. So that's how I translate everything into the business. And now it's like, to me, it's like, okay, now how can I do better? So I have a morning routine, which I call my miracle morning, which it came from the book, How Herald. And that's really where everything started about 8 years ago, where I got very intentional about what time I wake up, my gratitude journal, my prayers, my meditations. I got very intentional. And not that 8 years ago was as good as it is today, because right now it's really good. But 8 years ago, it was some days I'll slack off, some days, you know, I'll choose. And then every day is just gotten a little bit better. Like as of today, I'm 14 months sober from any type of alcohol, which I did already 2 years before. And I was like, well, this year, you know, what started, it was like, dude, last year I did very good, but I still had a couple of drinks per week. What will happen if I go a full year with no drinking? And the results that I got from it, not only the financial to me is secondary, is how I felt, the number of people that were impacted. So that's really where success really means. And, you know, and I just go back to living through purpose. What is our purpose? And if you're intoxicating with food, with bad relationships, with excessive alcohol, with all these things, there's no way that you can reach a higher levels of consciousness and define your purpose. You think you want something, but it really isn't that clear, because you can't have that clear vision if you're, you know, this is just kind of my belief, right? Everyone's belief is right, regardless of whatever you believe. So that's what I believe. So you know, if right now I'm, you know, I'm super inspired by my Miracle Morning, by my readings. I'm very into Stoic philosophy right now. And I've been about 3 years, but now I just kind of every day, if you follow me on social media, which I will share right now, I share the daily Stoic page, which is just ancient philosophy, just translated to modern psychology, and how it's all the same thing from thousands of years ago to today. And it's just, we can just all implement this into a better life.
So let's dig into the real estate side then for kind of the remaining time here. So flipping and wholesaling, Los Angeles market, you talked about the Atlanta market. How did you get started in terms of, for so many investors, it's making that leap, being able to do the first property or do the first thing yourself, and then scaling. But would love to hear just kind of strategy, that piece in terms of how that side of your business has grown.
Okay. So wholesaling, it was super simple. The bad thing that I did is that when you build that competitiveness, you kind of think you could do it yourself, but I could have just paid someone $5,000-$10,000 and they would have shown me all. You know, that's really, there's right now, there's so many coaches right now, and it's so easy to learn. But I, you know, it's either you have the money or you have the time, right? And I had a little bit of time and I was willing to pay it, and I paid my dues, and I went like a whole year YouTubing, reading seminars and everything. Boom. It took me a year. I bought my first deal and I wholesaled it. I made $20,000 and I did not do a single thing for the property. For those who don't know what wholesaling is, it's just, you know, identifying a property, put it under contract, find a buyer who comes buy this contract, and you make the gap. So it's super simple. I made a good amount of money on my, it was like my fifth deal that I wholesaled a property here in LA. We made $84,000, which just took, it was game over, mm-hmm. because we didn't do absolutely nothing to the property. We just wholesaled it. So that's really what it changed. It kind of changed for me. And then I was like, well, if we're wholesaling this, what if we flip it? You know, and we flip properties where we made six figures easy, you know, $180,000, $200,000, and it just kind of went from there. But it was just, you know, it was the main thing that how I got started is that I was curious. So when I bought the first two fourplexes and duplexes that I talked about, one of them I bought off a wholesaler and he made $10,000-$20,000 off me. And I was like, dude, if he made that, I can make that. So I was just mm-hmm. curious, right? And I was like, let me find out what this wholesaling is. And that's how I got into wholesaling. I always knew I wanted to own real estate. I just didn't know how. So that created some capital, you know, and so we bought, you know, with this money, I already had a decent income, which is my trucking company, my daily gig. So I was just pouring these properties into buying more. As of today, we own a little bit over 20 doors. We have, myself, I have 10 Airbnbs with the partner combined. We have about 40. So it's really that's how we got started. But, you know, the main thing that I love to inspire people that, yeah, you can own real estate. But and wholesaling and flipping, that's a cool way to generate active income, but that's not passive income. So the whole secret is like, how can I make some active income to pour it into some assets to then reposition or make some passive income? That's really where the sweet spot is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for a lot of people, they don't believe that it's possible for them. You know, like there's a million reasons why I can't do this. It's my upbringing. It's the income that I have. It's this reason. It's that reason. And so really, like for you, it's getting started, right? I think that's half the battle, is getting started and taking action. And then believing it in your mind first, right? Like, I can do this. And if that person can do it, I can too. And then it's figuring it out, right? Like, yeah, you're going to have to learn something new. You knew how to run a trucking company. You didn't know how to do real estate, but you can apply that work ethic. You can apply that thirst for knowledge into figuring out how to solve that problem to go do that in the real estate space. And I think that's where people get tripped up, is that, yeah, I can give you 100 reasons why I can't do it, so I'm just going to stay here on the sidelines.
Yeah, no, that's very common. A lot of people get that analysis paralysis. And Einstein says a pretty good quote, you know, that those people who think Those are people who read a lot, get in that habit of thinking, you know, and then when you think a lot, you just don't do nothing. So I didn't really give myself a chance to think. I just went and took action. That's really, you know, I take action. And what I always say is like, if he did it, why can't I do it? You know? Mm-hmm. So one of my coaches through soccer, he used to say, look, he breathes like you. He eats like you. He goes to the restaurant. He has all the emotions and feelings you have. So why can't you do it? And that would just really trigger me. I was like, dude, this guy's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This guy's right. So I always put that in perspective. Like, if they did it, I could do it. I actually did something a little bit harder, which was X and X and X, you know? So that's why I was like, oh, I actually, you know, expunged a felony into a misdemeanor. I actually did it. So I always got my lessons that I had in life. And I'm like, I did this, so I could do that, right? So it was just a lot of self-talk.
Talk about the Airbnb piece. I'm curious to know, you know, as you're doing flipping and wholesaling, how did that turn into, okay, let's go ahead and do some Airbnbs? And then are those in Los Angeles or are those in other areas of the US?
Everything is 90%, I would say 95% is within like 30-mile radius from LA. Mm-hmm. But one or two are maybe outside that radius, but still within like 100-mile radius of LA. So mm-hmm. everything is in Southern California. Mm-hmm.
It's a strategy of, hey, instead of, you know, flipping this and selling it or flipping it and holding it, we could rent it out for a higher rate doing the Airbnb strategy. Is that kind of how that came to be?
Yes, that's exactly how it came to be. Well, my buddy who I flip with, he owned two houses and he was killing it in Airbnb. And how it came about is like, well, we can't sell this one because the market kind of ticked down. So let's put an Airbnb. And that's how we ended. Then one, and then another one, then another one. And then, you know, it just kind of started compounding. And then you attract what you think about and what you are, right? So that's the conversations we were having. And those are the type of clients and houses we were attracting. And now it's, you know, you still underwrite a deal as a rental, but you always want to push it into Airbnb because there's definitely a double amount of income as a traditional rent as far as on Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. And what type of occupancy do you need to have double the rent?
We have about 90, some months, 92, some months around there. But I can share you our product, which anyone that's within our market, we're definitely going to be, as far as like the finished product, we're, you know, this is actually one of them. That's one of them.
Okay.
They're really like nice. So mm-hmm. whoever's going to quote unquote compete, but I'd, you know, we're definitely going to be up there. So when we
are these travelers, you know, kind of tourists needing to be yeah. to come in LA or
mainly
staying for a couple of days for a week or?
Yeah, a couple of days, the weekend, especially LA, it's a metro city, right? Just like St. Paul, Minneapolis, those are metro cities and people are always going to travel into just always. I have a buddy who has some in Atlanta, right outside the University of Georgia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are always traveling to University of Georgia. People are, you know, you just got to find that sweet spot, maybe near hospitals, near universities. That's where I find the most success. We have some that it's a walking distance from four universities, and those occupancies are crazy. And those the rate that they pay per night, they're outrageous, but it's because the demand is there for four private universities walking distance. It's nuts. Mm-hmm. So you just got to, you know, location is definitely, and obviously once you rehab and furnish it, they got to be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys have warm weather year round. That's where, you know, we do have short-term rentals here. You know, people are a little less excited to come to Minnesota in the winter. They do still come yes. here. They're just a little less excited to come here in the winter. Yes. So we've got a little bit more vacancy. We've got a team in Southwest Florida that handles Airbnbs and short-term rentals. And so I have an agent on my team down there where vacancy is much higher there as well. You know, it's kind of the same thing, whether it's winter or summer, people are going to come there sometimes a little less in the summer because it might be a little too hot, but at least you don't have quite the ups and downs of the weather as you would in a northern state.
Yeah, no, it's you know, everything has its attractions and there's a product for everyone. Some people, I don't know if Minnesota, but I know Utah's definitely known for their snowboarding and skiing. So I don't know if St. Paul might be known for that, but there's definitely a product for everything. And especially if you go a little bit over beyond and add the extra amenities that other people have, maybe like you guys have basements out there. Maybe you finished the basement and you made it into a gaming room, a pool table. And, you know, you just go a little bit overboard, but in the long term, you will help less vacancies because you're going to be up there with the other 2-3 and you have those amenities and you're only charging $50 or $100 a night more. It's a no-brainer. I have one in near Palm Springs, which are the ones nearby. They're kind of similar, but mine is just over the top. So they're like, dude, we're going to go with this guy. So that's kind of a, you know, the whole strategy there is just that you just got to go over the top. Mm-hmm. And but still try to stay within budget, right? But you know, it's kind of like a hard play. But the cool thing is that I have other avenues of income, so I don't solely rely on this because I paid my dues for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that's just really what it brings. You know, you pay your dues and then you make some income and then now you don't solely rely on this. But I am so competitive that I need to put these properties to perform as soon as possible.
So what does the future hold for you in terms of strategy? Where do you see this going? Is it more markets, more properties, you know, helping others along the way? What do you want to see happen here in the future?
So for this year, my goal is to buy 15 properties this year. Combined between it's 15 doors, I would say between single families and small multifamilies. That's where I'm at right now. So I want to get to a certain amount of passive first before I take my, you know, kind of like the steer off the trucking a little bit. But I'm doing so in the trucking and I'm doing everything a little bit more automated. So everything systemized. As of now, I'm sure you know what VAs. I don't know if your audience know virtual assistants. So we have that in our real estate company. We don't have it in the trucking, but I fully started. As of this week, we have our second VA. So we're doing everything overseas to, you know, bring costs down and increase profits. So that's where I have there. Then strategizing to get into more passive income and impact more people with the trucking. So those are the three areas that I'm very, very focused and I'm working on every day on.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I wish we could have an hour episode. We try to keep it a little bit shorter than that just so folks can consume it at a workout, consume it in a commute to work. But at the same time, yeah, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. Definitely inspiring, overcoming challenges, adversity, not giving up, pushing through things, and then learning a separate industry, right? Like you had a business in the trucking industry and you said, hey, I want to do something more than that and branch out to real estate. And now you've got some good businesses that you're running. So for people that want to learn more about you or, you know, kind of follow your journey, how can they do that?
And thank you for that. It's all belief, right? We can all do it. We all have the same 24 hours. We all breathe same air. We all drink water. So, you know, it's all the belief. But yeah, I'm very active on Instagram. I, you know, post almost every single day, my miracle morning, whether it's workouts, journals and everything. So I'm very active there on Instagram, which is Yoni, Y-O-N-I, last name Rios, R-I-O-S 07. So Yoni Rios. Also on Facebook, Yoni Rios, LinkedIn, Yoni Rios, and my email is riosyoni, last name, first name, @gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Yoni, for coming on and sharing, and best of luck to you in the future and all that you're doing. And yeah, I know you're going to inspire a lot more people and continue to grow. So thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing with us.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate you making you know, this slot for me, and I hope some people got some value. And thank you again. Thank you for making this possible. As this is, I'm sure you're serving your purpose through these podcasts. And you know, there's a lot of people who thank you for that. There, I thank you for that.
Hey, Mike here. If you're looking to take your real estate investment journey to the next level, we'd love to help guide you in the right direction. Go to our website, investwithelite.com, and fill out our short questionnaire form. We'll connect with you to help get you on the right path. Plus, you'll have access to our deal list to see some of our top handpicked deals to review and decide if it's something worth moving forward with. All of this is free to you, so go to investwithelite.com, fill out the form, and we look forward to connecting with you. Once again, investwithelite.com. Hey, Mike here. If you're looking to take your real estate investment journey to the next level, we'd love to help guide you in the right direction. Go to our website, investwithelite.com, and fill out our short questionnaire form. We'll connect with you to help get you on the right path. Plus, you'll have access to our deal list to see some of our top handpicked deals to review and decide if it's something that you want to move forward with. All of this is free to you. Go to investwithelite.com, fill out the form, and we look forward to connecting. Hey, Mike here. Are you a licensed real estate professional looking to grow your career faster and further with a team of like-minded people on an investor-focused real estate team, no matter what state you live in? This is our tribe, and we're looking for great agents across the United States to join us on our journey to build wealth together and help investors together. To learn more, fill out our form at eliteadvantageagent.com. Hey, Mike here. Are you a licensed real estate professional looking to grow your career faster and further with a team of like-minded people on an investor-focused real estate team, no matter what state you live in? Are you looking to up your game and work with a live, existing database of current real estate investors all over the United States looking for deals in your state? This is our tribe, and we're looking for great agents across the United States to join us on our journey to build wealth together and help investors together. To learn more, fill out our form at eliteadvantageagent.com. Hey, Mike here. Are you a licensed real estate professional looking to grow your career faster and further with a team of like-minded people on an investor-focused real estate team, no matter what state you live in? Are you looking to up your game and work with live existing database of current real estate investors all over the United States looking for deals in your state? We're looking for great agents across the United States to join us on our journey to build wealth together and help investors together. To learn more, fill out our form at eliteadvantageagent.com. Hey, Mike here. Are you a licensed real estate professional looking to grow your career faster and further with a team of like-minded people on an investor-focused real estate team, no matter what state you live in? Are you looking to up your game and work with a live existing database of current real estate investors all over the United States that are looking for deals in your state? Are you looking to build long-term wealth and cash flow by investing in deals with others versus trying to do it all on your own? This is our tribe, and we're looking for great agents across the United States to join us on our journey to build wealth together and help investors together. To learn more, fill out our form at eliteadvantageagent.com. Worst case scenario, we get to connect and you've picked up a referral partner for the future. So come visit our site, eliteadvantageagent.com. Looking forward to connecting. Hey, Mike here. Are you a busy professional looking to put your money to work in real estate without having to take all the time yourself to learn everything and anything there is to know? No worries. This is exactly what passive real estate investing is for. You get to leverage your time by partnering with great people you can trust. You can passively invest on larger deals that we find, analyze, and put together and present to you. Go to EliteAdvantagePropertiesHQ.com and click Invest with Us to set up a chat, learn more about you and your goals so that we can help find the right deals and send them your way. Once again, EliteAdvantagePropertiesHQ.com and click Invest with Us. We look forward to connecting. Hey, Mike here. Are you a busy professional looking to put your money to work in real estate without having to take all the time yourself to learn everything and anything that there is to know? No worries. This is exactly why passive real estate investing is out there. You get to leverage your time by partnering with great people you can trust to help grow your real estate portfolio. And you can passively invest on larger deals that we find, analyze, and put together and present to you. So go to EliteAdvantagePropertiesHQ.com and click Invest with Us to set up a time to chat with us. We can learn more about you and your goals so that you can start investing and we can send the right deals your way to help you pick your next real estate investment. So once again, go to EliteAdvantagePropertiesHQ.com and click Invest with Us.